Stop 6. Ice Harvest. In the early 19th century, and perhaps even before, this pond was an important source of another crop for the New England farmer. Based on the name of this trail, can you guess what it is? That's right, ice. Before electric refrigeration, people used ice to preserve perishable food. Iceboxes held huge blocks of ice to cool the meat, milk, or other dairy products that couldn't be consumed in a single day. But how do you get ice year-round? Why, you harvest it yourself from the nearest frozen pond like this one. In the winter, when the ice was thick enough to walk on, the farmer would use an axe to chop a hole as a starting spot. A long saw was slid down into the hole to cut the ice into large blocks. These blocks were pulled from the pond and stored in ice houses, underground buildings where the blocks were buried in thick layers of sawdust to keep them frozen through the warmer seasons until the pond froze again. At one time, New England was the premier ice-making region of the entire eastern seaboard. Ice from lakes and ponds in Massachusetts was carried by ship as far south as New Orleans, Cuba, the Caribbean islands, India, and London. The availability of ice year-round was a multi-million-dollar industry that led to major changes in the lifestyle and eating habits of people in warmer climates. That is, until electric refrigeration and artificial ice making brought a rapid end to the practice of shipping the frozen waters of New England around the globe. The fence and rope guide end about a dozen more steps along the trail from this point. From there, you can cross the service road and enter the welcome area for Drumlin Farm. The admissions window is on the far side of the plaza. Please be aware that rocks for seating surround the plaza and a fenced-in tree grows in the center. You can elect to begin our second accessible trail there, the Farmyard Loop.